the traveller community has a mental health crisis. It's not the first time for me to raise this issue here in the House. Our previous Minister for Mental Health, Jim Daly, recognised over 2 years ago that there were a mental health crisis among the traveller community. The programme of government promised a national traveller mental health strategy. Now, the second year into this government, Minister, and I'm aware that I have the wrong minister in front of me, no disrespect. I would have loved to have Minister Mary Butler in here today. However, I will approach you with the question, Minister. My question is, where is that strategy? Where are we now? This is literally a matter of life and death. The signs of this mental health crisis is all around us. It's devastating. It's heartbreaking. The suicide rate within the traveller community, 6 times more higher for traveller women, 7 times more higher for traveller men. And these last studies were done in 2008. We also need an update research and the level of suicide rate within our community. 82% of travellers have been affected by suicide. We all know someone who's died by suicide. More than half of travellers reported a poor physical and mental health restricts their normal daily activities. These are not just statistics, Minister. These are people. The traveller community experience, as you know yourself, a great level of racism, exclusion, and this has a dramatic impact on people's mental health, your self-esteem, etc. I stood with our community outside of Leinster House on UN Human Rights Day in December, and basically it was the one call again, Minister, calling for action around traveller mental health. The report of the Joint Committee on Issues Affecting the Traveller Community called for an establishment of the National Traveller Mental Health Strategy. The recommendations come from the National Traveller Mental Health Network. It's a collective of traveller individuals and traveller organisations across the island. I know Minister Butler has met with the network, and I also know she's attended the launch of the National Traveller Mental Health submission. The recommendation, Minister, is rooted in the traveller experience that puts traveller voices at the heart of the conversation around traveller mental health. This is what we need. This is our axis, and it's already in recommendations as well. We need a national traveller mental health strategy. We need a ring-fenced budget for this critical work. We need a national traveller mental health steering group. The vital experience voices of the traveller community from the National Traveller Mental Health Network, and we need a time frame for the actions to make sure that the work gets done. The vision for change in 2006 called for culturally inclusive mental health services. Years later, and the traveller mental health has gotten worse. I fear that including the traveller mental health into the 2020 sharing the vision does not give the crisis the focus it needs to turn the tide. Because of this crisis, this is a national crisis, Minister. We have it within the traveller community. The solution to the crisis can't be an add-on. The traveller community need a tailored, standalone mental health strategy to support it and resource in its needs to make sure that it's implemented. We can't keep waiting for action. We genuinely can't. Life's on hold here, Minister.